Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting. And regular listeners of Verulam Sport will know we are massively appreciative of all the tremendous endeavours and fantastic community-based projects that go on under the umbrella of Heart Sports and Physical Activity Partnership, the HSP, based very local to us here in St Albans. And joined on the line now is a guy that we know quite well, Will Slemmings from the HSP, to tell us about another fabulous project. Well, again, we have touched on in the past, but it's getting some big knockout support and it's going to be even bigger and better, we feel. Will, how are you doing? Welcome to Verulam Sport Podcast team.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm really well, thanks. Excited to be back.
Absolutely, always great. Always massively appreciate all that not only yourself personally, but the whole team there at the HSP do. You really do tremendous community-based projects. I guess it's been a challenging time. Before we drill into this big hit project, just put us in the picture about some of the challenges and more critically, how you guys have been able to adapt during this surreal period.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, it's, I mean, unprecedented times. Our real big focus for the first month, maybe 2 months of lockdown, was really how can we encourage people to be active at home during the lockdown period. We approached this in a few ways. We had our workout from home pages, which we've got on our website. So lots of different remote activities and national campaigns, stuff that people can get involved with. We've also experimented with a new virtual reality coach that can help people from wherever they are in the world. But we're obviously focusing on Hertfordshire. It uses Facebook Messenger to provide people with a virtual personal trainer, free of charge. Again, that all the details of that on our website as well. And really, yeah, just trying to encourage people off the sofa in these tricky times, and to make use of what space they have to stay physically active.
What's really struck me, speaking to quite a few people during this challenging time, is just how amazingly we are adapting and embracing these new technologies. I mean, a decade ago, if I'd have said to you, virtual personal trainer, I'm sure you've given me a bit of a quizzical look as if to say, are you writing a sci-fi novel, Tony?
Absolutely. To be honest, even 4 months ago, I might have looked at you a bit like that. The speed that the world has had to adapt. And traditionally, the physical activity industry is probably 10 years behind many industries in terms of the use of technology. And we know that, and the messages that come down from Sport England are saying the same thing. So that is a big challenge for us going forward. And this has really given us a bit of a boot to speed up some processes and really turn our attentions to technology to see what we can, how we can embrace it to get people more active.
It's important, isn't it, to find these silver linings. And one silver lining into not just the virtual world, but the very real physical world, is the awesome support and funding. I think £286,000 National Lottery Community Funding, designed specifically to help you build, maintain and grow the Big Hit project. Awesome support there. I know they've been impressed with what you've done. But just talk us a little bit about the process of obtaining that type of funding, because obviously these days in particular, everybody's got to be very careful with where their money goes. So just talk us about the process of gaining access to that particular sum there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've worked with the National Lottery Community Foundation for a few years now. They've funded other programs, including the Hertfordshire's Big Hit previously. So we originally had funding to grow the program from Box Clever, who deliver the program with their coaches across the county. They were delivering on one or two sites, and we managed to help them get the funding back in 2016. to grow it to 10 sites, one in every local authority across the county, which ran for 3 years, really successfully, fantastic initiative. And then Box Clever maintains the program through their reserve funding as we help them look for some continuation. It's a really rare thing actually to, especially through the lottery, to get a project refunded, because one of the aims is to encourage sustainability. But with the immense success of the program and the real good work that it was doing through that last funded period and through some of the things that we put into this plan to encourage sustainability, they agreed to this new significant injection of funding. It's quite a novel one because it's fully funded the program in year one, and then the funding is reducing 25% each year while we work with Box Clever to pick up funding through our own fundraising efforts, which should hopefully by the end of the 4 years create a completely self-sustained project which can carry on running around the county without us.
But awesome work there, because again, that's a reflection of the relationship building and the great work that the Big Hit project in conjunction with Box Clever has already achieved. Just give us an insight, what now with that support you are looking to support, I think it's over 200 young people, really often from more sort of deprived areas, who really need this kind of focus and applied, not just physicality, but it's great for mental and wider societal matters. So just awesome. Just give us a bit of an insight about what the impacts now of the Big Hit can be.
Absolutely. So Hertfordshire Big Hit is a social inclusion boxing project. It's aimed at 7 to 15 year olds. And as mentioned, we deliver in one project area in every, all of Hertfordshire's 10 local authority areas. So within St Albans, we run at St Albans Amateur Boxing Club. And it's got three main outcomes that we aim to achieve. And that's, so the young people involved increase their physical and mental well-being. Secondly, to increase their confidence and their self-esteem. And thirdly, and this is actually one that's changed with this new funding cycle, in the last project, it was to reduce incidents of antisocial behaviour. But what we found was that was actually really hard to attribute specifically to the programme. With working with the police, they agreed that it was a contributing factor, but you can't say 100% that if there's X amount less in an area, it's because all of them have gone to a boxing program. That twinned with the fact that we've now got many more boxing intervention programs. This has actually been labelled as an early prevention program. So the idea is to encourage the young people to take positive, pro-social, early behaviours in their life, essentially making the right decisions before they make the wrong decisions. So it's a 90-minute session. The young people do 60 minutes of physical activity, which is the non-contact boxing. And then wrapped around that, there's 30 minutes of educational session, which is still delivered by the boxing coaches. And that's all around sort of community awareness, healthy eating, childhood obesity, the dangers of carrying weapons or risks of substance misuse. Lots of them are tailored to the area's specific needs. Again, because they're delivered by the boxing coaches who tend to be local residents anyway, it tends to be really tied into the local community and what it is that they know are the local issues. So that's the program. It's tailored to those young people. The boxing is the hook. Forgive the pun.
Love what you did there.
And that's what gets them there. It's unintended consequences. There have been, I think there was even, I couldn't tell you names, but I think there was a St Albans young boxer that joined through a Box Clever program who's now a national champion, his age group. Hadn't boxed a day before Box Clever, got involved because he was one of the naughty boys, found the right pathway through this initiative, and is now the best in the country at what he does at his age group, which was a fantastic, as I say, unintended consequence. But with the Heart Sports Partnership, that is our overall aim, is to take people from all walks of life and get them into long-term behaviour change, physical activity. And this is just another example of how that can happen.
A great illustration there, but it's a phenomenal, isn't it? The positive mental, spiritual and societal impacts that involvement with sport in any level can achieve in individuals there. I know Watford's own multi-time heavyweight champion, AJ Joshua, is very clear on the record of saying that, you know, his life was on a slightly negative trajectory, and it was getting into boxing reasonably late that gave that focus and that dedication that kind of took him on a much more positive path. So it just goes to show. But it's not surprising for me to learn that, though, Will, because we've been lucky a few times to speak to Box Clever's own Bob Williams, who in his own rights is a great boxing pedigree. He's an international boxing referee. And his sheer enthusiasm and passion for this project just screams out at you. Talk to me a little bit about the relationship you've got with Bob and his instrumental role in this project.
Absolutely. You know, Bob is Box Clever, essentially. We know that we're quite good at getting programs together, and we can get the funding, we can do all the bits and pieces. But Bob is the man on the ground. He's got the contacts within the boxing clubs. As you say, he's an ex-amateur amateur boxer himself, current international boxing referee. So he's got all the contacts that help him do that as well. Without him, there wouldn't be a program. It's kind of as plain cut as that. So we're really grateful for all the work that Bob does, and the rest of the trustees and people involved with Box Clever. But yeah, he's the man that goes out and keeps the coaches interested, make sure they've all got the right qualifications, make sure they're turning up each week and kind of fighting the fight and doing what they do best. So yeah, always happy to work with Bob, and we'll continue to do so for a long time to come, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. Again, this is certainly locked in now for the next 3 years or so. Great amount of funding achieved, but again, it's about that movement, progression, development towards sustainability, which I know you're going to be all working very hard to achieve. And as we've discussed, it's such an awesome project. There really is something for everybody. Great for those 7 to 15 right now in and around Hertfordshire to engage. And who knows, you could well become the next AJ Joshua, or it could well be that you just find a really positive outlook for you and your energy, etc., etc. However you break it down, it will be great. What's the best way for people listening to learn more, Will?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two ways. Obviously, one of the complications at the moment is that we're not completely sure when we're going to be able to commence. We'll continue to follow government guidelines. I'd imagine it will be in line with when the schools are able to return properly, that we can get back into the gyms. So we're hoping for a September start. But it'll be a bit of a watch this space. You can find out information. We've got a webpage, both on our website, so that's www.sportinhearts.org.uk, and then you can find Hearts Big Hit on there, or on the Box Clever website, and they have all further details about the locations and times and that sort of thing, and that's at www.boxclever, that's with an A at the end, CLEVA.net.
Perfect. Once again, just reminders of those two crucial websites so we can gather more information.
No problem. www.sportinhearts.org.uk and www.boxclever.net.
Perfect stuff. Will, this is an awesome project. We are always well behind this and totally in admiration of everything you guys do at HSP. Appreciate it is a challenging time. And as you say, we are just mindful of guidelines and almost going day by day at this particular time. But are there anything else in the pipeline, anything else in terms of projects that you can just maybe give us an idea about where we can find more information and kind of what might be expected in the coming months?
Yeah, absolutely. There's loads going on at the moment. Hertfordshire's Big Hit is one of many programs that fall under our Sport for Social Change umbrella. As I mentioned earlier, we've got boxing initiatives aimed at older teenagers as well. Called Sporting Chance. We're working currently to try and get some of those projects up and running over the summer period. That will be details of that will be on our website again, to keep on in touch with that. We're working really hard to get our Holiday Hunger Fit Fed and Red program.
Award-winning Fit Fed and Red program, it has to be said, Will.
Absolutely. So we weren't able, unfortunately, to deliver in Easter because it was right at that lockdown moment. Normally delivered in fire stations, and for obvious reasons they had to protect themselves as staff as in their core role. So we're now hopefully looking to deliver in separate venues, which is probably going to be within a school setting, but we're working hard now to confirm those venues. Again, it will be a case of keep an eye on the website. That will referrals for young people are open at the moment, so you can enter still, even though we haven't completely detailed the venues, but you can secure your place. We're also hiring staff as well, so if you're looking if potentially to deliver on something like this, a nice summer sport coaching type role, all those details are on our website, as well as loads of other projects that we're doing around also supporting other organisations around the holiday hunger. I know that the government have recently released, I think it's £650,000 to support schools to open during the summer. So we're going to be helping sort of not just schools, all kinds of community organisations to try and set up similar programmes to Fit, Fed and Red. Again, that programme can only accommodate 200 young people a day, and there's over 13,000 young people that are eligible for free school meals in Hertfordshire. So we know we're only a drop in the ocean, but we want to support as many organisations as possible to support people in what is a really tough time, both financially but also now educationally, where young people haven't been able to be in school for a long time, and there's a lot of parent worries about falling behind. So we're doing everything we can to help address those issues, but at the same time keeping everyone physically fit. There will be loads of projects that I've forgotten to mention. What I'd advise is get onto that Sport and Hearts website, have a look at the Sport for Social Change, and there's all everything that we do is on there, and all the contact details to find out more.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'd like to say from myself personally, the whole team at Verum Sport Podcasting, saluting you and the whole team there. It is a tremendous force of social good that is the HSP, doing marvellous things to aid our communities, empowering them through sport, through education, through art, through all manner of different powerful forces. But at the HSP, we salute you all, and Will, it's truly always a pleasure to talk with you. I wish you well. Have a good evening.